Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight, I will be providing forecasts for 2015, and since many of my listeners have expressed an interest in classes, tonight I will also be beginning an on-air class that will provide listeners with the information they need to fulfill their contract with God and to assist others on the path. If you can't tune in to the show tonight, you can email your birthday. I've got a couple of birthdays people have emailed in to me, Jill and Tracy, and a lot of people aren't available on at 7 p.m., but if you email your birthday, I'll be glad to share some information with you, and you can check it out in the archives, okay? So you don't have to tune in. You can listen to it whenever you can. Okay, before we get started, I'd just like to take a little break, a little pause. Things have been hectic. We're into a new year. There's been a lot going on. A lot of people have gone back to work. So let's just take a little moment before we begin to remember that God is all there is. God is all there is. Everything that there is all around us that we see, we taste, we touch, all things were created by the word. There is only one God. Whatever name God may be called by, there's only one. And God is all there is. Now, if we consider that God is all there is and that we exist, it follows logically that we must be individualized expressions of God. If God is a fire, we are sparks from the flame. All the love and joy, peace and power of God is available to each and every one of us right now. This is who we are. The key is faith. Faith moves mountains. You have to believe and accept this truth that you and God are one, inseparable. Once we realize who we are, that we are one with God, surrounded by all the beauty and harmony of the universe, we can also our fullest as co-creators with Spirit. We are co-creators by speaking the word about ourselves. We have to be careful the words that we use. Rather than focusing on lack, let's focus tonight on abundance, beauty, being comfortable, receiving all the joy, everything that we want to have in this new year. The perfect action of God's creative law allows us to speak these things into being as co-creators. Oftentimes we misuse this gift. Not knowing the power of the word, we complain, we argue, we see only the negativity, and we speak on it. And all that does is bring more of it into our lives. Where our attention goes, energy flows. So let us be thankful for knowing the truth about who we are. Let us see within our minds the perfect pattern of everything we want to receive. This is the perfect time of year to do a vision board. A vision board is simply a piece of paper, if you will, that you put pictures of the things you want to see manifest in your life. Okay? This is how we plant seeds. This is how we get back into the driver's seat and receive the abundance that we are here to receive, because each of us has a contract with God. So let us give thanks for understanding that God is all there is and that we are one with God. Let us give thanks for our ability to speak the abundance and the joy and the love that we want to have in our lives and claim them. Once we do so, it's like when the farmer plants a seed. You just put it in the ground and leave it alone. So let's release our word into the infinite law of God, knowing that as we have declared our oneness, as we have declared abundance and joy, must receive it. It is the law. We release this word into the law, knowing with complete conviction and utter awe at this gift that it shall be. All right. With that said, everyone is ready now to realize an abundant and a full year for 2015. We have, as I mentioned before, I have a couple of folks who have sent me in some emails. I also want to recognize our callers that are online, area code 443-529, area code 410-935, and area code 443-873. I want to recognize that you are on the air and that I have every intention of getting to you. But first, I want to share some information with Tracy. Tracy has sent in an email of her birthday. I don't know if she's on one of the lines or not, but I do have her birthday. Tracy was born January 22nd. Now, when we're looking at the new year, the year is 2015. If we add 2 plus 0 plus 15, it equals 17. In Psalms 90, verse 12, it says, teach us to number our days. Well, that's how you number your days. You simply add them up. And when we do so, we realize that this is a number 17 year. So 17, if you will, is the broth of everyone's soup. It's called the universal vibration, the number 17. To find our personal year, okay, as I'm going to do for Tracy, I'm going to add her month and day, 1 plus 22 equals 23, and then I'm going to add that to 17, because it's a universal number 17 year. I'm adding her birthday, 1 plus 22, to 17, all right? So 1 and 22 is 23, 23 and 17 adds up to 40. So Tracy is having a number 40 year. Incidentally, if your birthday is February the 21st, okay, I'm going to go up one month. Tracy was January the 22nd, so I go up one number in the month, down one number in the day, and it still adds up to 23. So if you're born 2/21, 3/20, 4/19, 5/18, your month and day also adds up to 23, and you are also having a number 40 year. Now, I stopped there because I was getting confused. I don't have this written down, but let's see. For December, that would be 12 and 11. December the 11th adds up to 23. November the 12th, October the 13th, September the 14th, August the 15th, and July the 16th, yes. Those are the 23s. So all of you are having a number 40 year. So let's take a look at that. The number 4 is a symbol for orderliness, and 0 is a symbol for God. This information, by the way, can be found at my website. I have a free download there about the meanings of all numbers, okay? 1 through 9 and the master numbers. The website is craigewright.com. That's craigewright.com. And in the upper left-hand corner in red, you'll see online class form. And if you click on that, it's a free download. You'll see 0 in the beginning is a symbol for God. And the number 4 is a symbol for orderliness. So all of you who are experiencing a number 40 year, and that would be anyone whose month and day add up to 23. Okay, if you're experiencing a number 40 year, this year you're going to experience the orderliness of God. The orderliness of God. The four and the zero. Now, information about the number 40 can be found in the scripture. It shows up several times. A couple of times are coming to mind that I want to share with you. First of all, the story of the rain, the 40 days and 40 nights. Okay? What a storm. All right? Moses built the ark 2 by 2. We remember that story. Well, when you're a numerologist, you understand that those stories are great stories about great people, but they're also about numbers. So that story tells us about the number 40. God establishing a new order. When it started to rain, everything old was washed away. Okay? Everything old was washed away, and God established a new order. Another incident where the number 40 shows up in the scripture is when the children of Israel left Pharaoh, and they wandered 40 years in the desert. Yes, that's a long walk, folks, but once again, that number 40 shows up, the orderliness of God, God establishing a new order. Okay, so as we read the scriptures, we want to pay attention to the numbers that are being mentioned because the scripture was written by numerologists who are trying to share information with the initiated, but also hide information from those who may not be highly evolved enough, who may use the information for the wrong causes, okay? So that's how the scriptures were written, to both reveal and conceal. So the number 40, Tracy, and those of you who month and day add up to 23, things will be a-changing. The 40 emphasizes finances, building, and birth. It's a great planning year where new techniques can be implemented. Building a business, a house, or both are possible ventures under the number 40. You are advised to use caution in all financial dealings. Handle your money wisely. Take care of your money, and your money will take care of you. Set up a budget and get things in order. Now, usually in a 40-year, your house starts to fall apart. The furnace goes up, the hot water heater breaks, so you're establishing a new foundation. So it's hard work, but the work must be done, and it's establishing a new foundation. Also, something interesting about a number 40 year is obstacles are a blessing, okay? When the children of Israel came upon the Red Sea, oh my God, they said, Moses, look what you've done. Despite all the miracles, despite all the wonders, despite getting them that far, they begin to have fear and doubt. Don't we all have fear and doubt? First thing we do when an obstacle comes out, oh my goodness. But Moses just raised up his hand and everyone passed on solid, dry land. So obstacles in the number 40 year are a blessing. Okay? Are a blessing. So with that in mind, anything that you run into, if your year has a, if your month and date up to the number 23, don't be dismayed. Don't be dismayed. Keep your faith. All right? All affairs this year will require that old habits be left behind. So breaks, separations, and endings are part of the number 40. It could be the birth of a business, the birth of a child, the beginning of a new enterprise or a new lifestyle, or maybe you just tired of Pharaoh, okay? Maybe you're just tired of Pharaoh. That's the number 40 year. Again, I want to encourage anyone, if you'd like to, you can call in to the show. The guest call-in number is 347-850-1285. That's 347-850-1285. Jill sent me an email. Jill was born June 17th. 6 plus 17 is 23, Jill. So you are also going to have a number 40 year. Oh, incidentally, Tracy, your birthday, the 22, will give you an opportunity to work with people from all corners of the globe. It's an international vibration. So you are here to work for peace on an international scale. The opportunity for abundance exists in the number 22. And Jill, it also exists for you. You're number 17, so there is no better financial vibration than the number 17. Just ask Michael Jordan. Okay? Now, I'm going to take our first caller in the order in which the calls came in. Hello, you're on the air. Area code 443-529.
Hi.
You're on the air.
Thank
good
you.
Good evening.
Good evening. How you doing, Craig?
Doing just fine. Who do we have on the air?
This is Martha.
Hi, Martha.
Hey.
Good to hear from you. Good to hear from you. Those who are listening, for those who are listening in the archives, Martha is an old friend. We go way back. Martha was the first person who allowed me to do classes. She had a birthday party and invited me to her party. She also sponsored classes for me for a year. So, Martha, I'm glad to hear from you. Welcome aboard.
Thank
you. And I'm assuming you called for your forecast tonight.
Yes, I sure did.
Okay, Martha, when?
So that's 825.
Okay, 825. The number 25. The number 25 is the number of faith. The number of faith. Often the 25 is attributed or recognized for having prophetic abilities. So as a number 25, Martha, you have special gifts. You will know things are going to happen before they do. You will also receive information in your dream state. So prayer, meditation, being still, you will receive information. Martha, you're getting younger the older you get. You have a tremendous amount of responsibility in your youth. You carried burdens that many adults today still would shirk from. But your 825 adds up to 33, and that indicates you were a caregiver and someone who was a rescuer early in life, taking on the responsibility of care and selfless giving, looking to help others. When we add up your month and day, as I mentioned, we get the number 33. So we're going to add 33 this time to 17 instead of 23. So we're going to go up a power of 10. 33 and 17 is 50, and 5 plus 0 is 5. Well, just as with the number 40, Martha, you have a 0 associated with your energy this year, and 0 is a symbol for God. So you will have divine protection and divine guidance this year. Using your gift of prayer and meditation that you have, your discernment will be multiplied this year. The number 5 is a symbol for change. So whereas the 40 indicates the orderliness of God, the 50 indicates these changes that are coming will be good changes. Changes that are ordained for you from the Creator, okay? The focus will be on love, family ties, and happy changes. The number 50 indicates for you, Martha, 2015 will be a very active period of socializing with family and friends. Happiness and contentment are part of the number 50. And I want to, there's a bell ringer. There's a bell ringer.
A special person.
A special person this year may enter your life. Someone who represents your image of the perfect mate. Wow.
That's my intention. I already put it on my vision board.
Awesome. Yes, well, that's what time it is. As I mentioned before, with your 25 energy, you are very, very much in tune with the universe. So much of what I'm sharing with you may be a confirmation for what you have already received through your prayers and meditation. But this individual will be, we're talking perfection here. The love relationship that can ensue can bring lasting enjoyment. Okay? So, along with romance.
That's my number two requirement.
Many, many happy changes occur under the number 50. Okay? The five energy will make you irresistible this year. The five is honey to the bees. So you will have your choice. So we don't want to make a quick decision under the number five. We want to weigh things carefully.
Okay.
Also under the five, you want to look at the month of May. May is the number one month. So the first 4 months of the year maybe about clearing and clarifying, because May is the new beginning. Okay, that's why I say we don't want to be hasty. And September also we bring a surprise and a change. So a star beside May and September in a number five year. This is also a year, Martha, where because it symbolizes change, freedom and change, you may move into a new environment. Okay? And this new environment will promise greater fulfillment, or you may alter your present situation to your benefit. Either way, either you move or where you are, the changes will come there. Either way, these will be beautiful changes that offer greater opportunity for fulfillment. So it's also a number five year. It's also a great time for promoting yourself and your ideas. So if you are looking for a new agent, for example, now, folks, I told you I know Martha, so Martha is an actress, so I can share a little deeper insights. You may want to look for a new agent, someone that can promote you fully, or look into a social media. It's the set five is all about promoting. So this is what opens the new doors and opens the new opportunities. Okay. It's also a time where you may receive honors and gifts this year. The 50 can bring recognition. Okay, these will be the rewards of past efforts, for which you could also receive public recognition this year. Okay? So the 50 is a harvest vibration from seeds you've planted in the past. They can bear fruit. Conversations, messages, letters, meetings, all bring good news and promising opportunities.
Okay. That sounds good.
So this is a year. You can also take a trip, travel.
Yeah, I plan to do that. That's on my intention list. Cross country on train. A cross country
train
trip. Yeah.
Awesome. Take your time and take it all in.
Just go from place to place and take pictures and relax. Watch the scenery. Get in one of those, got the upstairs, you know.
That is beautiful. That is a great way to spend the number 50. You could also, if you wanted to, take some pictures and jot down some notes and have an opportunity to do a travel piece for a magazine.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. It's a great idea.
Yeah. Do what you love and love what you do. Enjoy the abundance.
But, Craig, I'm so happy to read. I've been writing the whole time you've been talking. I know I've missed some of it, so we're going to need to talk person to person very soon.
Great.
Okay? You have my
number.
Okay, Martha. And
yes, I
have
do. I'll look forward to that.
Okay, thank you so much. And I asked one of my friends that lives in Jackson, Mississippi, to give you a call. I don't know whether she did or not, but Because she's on a different time. I told her 6 o'clock her time.
Oh, okay. What's her name?
Her name is Jackie Pickett.
No, she hasn't got in touch with me yet. Yeah.
Well, I'm just going to hang on and listen to everybody else.
Okay, Martha, thanks for tuning in.
I want to talk to you really soon about your other profession, too.
Okay, Martha.
All right. I love you.
Love you back. Martha, always a pleasure to hear from Martha. A lot of good times, a lot of pleasurable activities, sharing, spiritual growth. We took classes together. Always a pleasure. Martha, if you missed some things in the notes, you can always check back and listen in on the archives for the show. I'm going to come to another caller now. We had 3 callers on. I see another caller. Unfortunately, wasn't able to hold on. But call if you want to email your birth date to me. My email address is cr77ig@gmail.com. I know some folks don't want to come on the line. They don't want to be on the air. So I'll just mention your birth date or your first name if you want to email your birthday into me to get information about your year ahead. Area code 410-935. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Craig. How you doing?
Hi, just fine, thank you. Who's this?
This is Shelly.
Hi, Shelly.
How you doing? I met you in the vitamin shop.
Awesome. Awesome. Wow. That was a while back, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that day, Shelly. I was buying, I think it was around this time of the year, too, because they always send us out that wonderful coupon so we can get savings. I remember standing there in the line and just feeling just tremendous energy, just tremendous powerful force beside me. And my boss told me to get your name and birthday and share with you. So I'm glad that you called in. And if you give me that month and day again, I'll be glad to share some information with you about your year ahead.
119.
119. Oh, I'm sorry. 119. That's right. I remember. What was so amazing with you was that all of your numbers were the same. That's right. Bodhisattva, highly evolved spiritual being. Those who are listening and you're saying, what is Craig talking about now? Shelly is one of those rare souls whose month, day, and year all vibrate to the number 1. Her month is January. Her day is the 19th. 1 + 9 = 10, and 1 + 0 is also the number 1. So I don't need your year for the forecast. All we're going to do for this computation, Shelly, is to add your month and day, which adds up to 20, and then we're going to add 17 to that, because the universal vibration, 2 + 0 + 15, adds up to 17. So that is what I like to call the universal broth for the year. Now, everyone has to cut up their own onions and potatoes and add to the broth, and that's adding your month and day to it. So just so we can sort of broaden and expand the information that I'm about to share, remember, as you go up one number in the month, you come down one number in the day. So February the 18th, you're also having the same year I'm about to share, 3/17, 4/16, May the 15th, June the 14th, July the 13th, August the 12th, September the 11th, October the 10th, November the 9th, and December the 8th. You are all having the same year. We're going to add 20 to 17, which adds up to 37, Shelly. 3 + 7 = 10. and 1 + 0 is number one. Number one, same as your day, same as your month, same as your year. Need I say, Shelley, this is going to be your year. It's a number one year for you, and the number one is a symbol for leadership, It's always easier when the year is past to appreciate the science of numerology. So let me just say, Shelley, your Job year is over. That was last year. 2014 was a number nine. The number nine is endings, completions, drama. You have to live selflessly and be very tolerant of others under the number nine vibration. And all of that is over for you now. And now you're entering the year. It's starting to turn around over the next, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, well, really, over the next 9 years period, you're entering the cycle of the return of tenfold. The return of tenfold. And it starts this year. Number one is a number, Shelley, that hasn't lost its meaning over the ages. It means leadership. So when you're having a number one year, it's time for you to express leadership, to do things you've always wanted to do. It's okay to be selfish in the number one year because, well, look at it this way. If Moses tried to take everyone to the mountaintop, he'd still be climbing today. Sometimes we have to strike out on our own to acquire information or to establish something, then we can share it with others. So this is your year for being number one. Under the number 37, the emphasis will be on friendships, partnerships, love, and family. Friendships, partnerships, love, and family are symbolized by the number 37. So this will be a calm, happy year. The happiness comes from the number three, which is joy and expression and youth, and the calmness from the number seven, which is a number of rest. So the 37 brings joy, happiness, and serenity. In fact, this year, a friendship with an influential person can help you achieve the results you desire. Now, this help can come through your mate, through an existing relationship, or from someone in your family. Okay? But this individual, this partnership, is going to play a very influential role in your life. Speaking of family, under the 37, you may feel drawn to your family, ready to protect and defend them against any adversity. 19s are known for being very, very protective of the family. It was Malcolm X who said, we have to make sure we get things done by any means necessary. He was a number 19, so you also carry that powerful, forceful, dominant, which I'm sure men find intimidating. expressing number 19 energy, gender doesn't matter. When we're talking about spiritual qualities, gender doesn't matter. You are strong. You're here to be a leader. Many 19s are self-employed because they're so intimidating when they try to work for someone else. Shelley, the boss, might try to get rid of you before you take their job. So many 19s, it's almost mandatory that you become self-employed because the boss tries to get rid of the number one. You've been anointed with leadership. Many bosses are appointed. And when the appointed meets the anointed, they get a little nervous from time to time. So if you're experiencing that, I want you to know it's not you. It's God letting you know who you are and what your gift is, what your calling is. Under the 37, the love vibration is strong, and just as with our first caller, If you're looking for a mate, you could find a suitable candidate. If you're already in a relationship, the 37 will throw logs on the fire. It's a very, very fortunate vibration for making plans with the opposite sex, coming together, business. You can mix business and pleasure in the 37 year. You also may be attracted to philosophy, science, and the arts. Religious and spiritual subjects may interest you. That's the number 7 in your 37. It may cause you to seek. And you can also discover you have creative talent in these fields that you can express. You may discover that you're one of us, one of the light workers here to work and express a spiritual gift. Because your month, day, and year are all the same, Shelley, you're here to add to life. You are not here, as many of us are here, to learn, to grow. Some of us are here to repay karmic debt, to balance scales. But whenever your month, day, and year are the same as it is with you, and I've been doing this since I was 21 years old, and I'll be celebrating my 64th birthday this year. I've only come across 4 souls that I can say have this configuration. Month, day, and year, all the same. So you are here to add to life, not to take away from it. Your possibilities are limitless, and you have a special gift. It's creative visualization. Now, we all possess this gift. It's called imagination. When we imagine, we're imaging in. When we hold pictures in our mind long enough, they materialize. Now, we're using regular beings. But when you're a number 111 month, day, and year, you've got Jack and the Beanstalk beans. So what you visualize will start to manifest almost immediately. So I mentioned a vision board. Martha, the first caller, mentioned a vision board. And if you're new to the concept, I'll just briefly describe it again for the listeners who may also be new to it. You just get a piece of cardboard or a piece of stiff paper, go get a magazine and start cutting out all the wonderful things and writing down all the wonderful dreams you want to have manifest in your life. And you paste it on the board and you put it somewhere where you have to see it every day, where you just unconsciously you have to look at it, you see it. And what that does is plant the image in your mind. And that image we're going to imagine. We're going to image in, using the faculty of imaging to manifest, using our power of to co-create, being one with God, created in His image with the same gifts and talents and skills on a microscopic scale. You can visualize and bring in peace, love, harmony. You never have to worry about it, Shelley, how things are. It doesn't matter what the circumstance. Just get off to yourself in your quiet space and visualize that which you want to be. And the only qualifier here, the only caveat here, if it doesn't hurt or interfere with the divine plan, you can manifest anything you want in quick order. In quick order. Looking at your year ahead, the number 37, February stands out. I want to share that with you. February, which is the second month of this year, will be a month whose highlights are love, propositions, and vacations. So if you have any plans to visit any faraway places, this will be a great month to get away. Also, you may discover if you are in a relationship, things start to heat up. If you're not in a relationship, things start to heat up. Under the number. I'm sorry?
I said this is good,
Shelley. Oh, okay. February, things start to heat up in February. Very, very romantic time. Thoughts of love will dominate. Friendships develop, one of which could develop into a bond of love. In fact, this month emphasizes love, marriage, and dreams. As I mentioned before, you're on a roll. You're coming up on an upside, a 9-year cycle of abundance. And it starts this month. Many advantages will come your way. People in positions of high positions, I call them the gatekeepers, people who can open the doors and make things happen, will be willing to do so on your behalf this month. So it starts this month and flows to next month as well. Okay? Next month as well. Looking ahead, March, in a 37 year, March is a number 40. I mentioned the 40 earlier in the show. It brings breaks, endings, and separations as God establishes a new order. So if you've been planning on birthing a business, an idea, a concept, the number 40, bring it into fruition as God establishes a new order in your life. Did you have any questions?
Do you see anything with the employment?
Employment. In the number 1 year, everything will be brand new. It's a great time for starting your own business. Okay, under the 37, you have to think number one. In the number 1 year, you can look to April. If you desire a position, if you desire a job, you will have it by April. March will also, the number 40. 4 stands for work. So if you're looking for new work, you will have it under the number 4, which in a number 1 year is March. So March and April look great for employment, starting a new business. May looks like you may receive a proposal in the month of May.
Okay,
Shelly. Thanks for tuning
in.
Oh, by the way, the two L's in Shelly, the two L's indicate everything will be provided, and it's also an indicator of the potential for twins in the family.
Uh-oh.
Couldn't let you go without sharing that.
Thank you so much.
Thanks again. Oh, you're very welcome, Shelly. Thanks for tuning in. And at this point in time, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, we're going to reserve some time to begin our online class. Many people have asked me, Dr. Wright, do you teach classes? Is there someplace I can go? How can I get this information? Well, I do teach classes. I am an adjunct professor at the Community College of Baltimore County, and I teach numerology classes on many different campuses. You can contact the school or visit my website at www.craigewright.com. That's CraigeWright.com. And click on events, and you'll see a phone number that you can call if you like a classroom setting for numerology classes. Now, without further ado, let's get started. There is a vast amount of personal data available via numerology. For the purposes of this online session, I'm going to be focusing on 6 numbers. This will be a continuing theme. We have about 15 minutes left tonight. So I'm not going to be able, of course, to cover everything, but we're going to be just setting up the ground rules, sort of like first day in class. This is our syllabus. This is our syllabus. We are going to be studying the day of birth. another number called the birth path number, which is the sum of month, day, and year. I did that in some earlier episodes. If you want to check out the archives, I did birth path numbers for Martin Luther King Jr. And Mother Teresa in earlier shows. We're also going to be looking at the destiny number. This number comes from the letters in our name, all the letters in our name, the heart's desire number. The heart's desire number comes from the vowel total. Then we're going to look at the consonants, which reveal the personality number. Then finally, the sixth number, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, yes, the sixth number is called the realization number, the realization number. Checking my email just to see if anyone else has requested any information. And I'm seeing, Shelly is saying thank you. You're very welcome, Shelly. Number 111. I hope you use your gift, Shelly, to visualize yourself at the head of your own organization, because truly that's what you came here to do. Okay, moving on now. Just wanted to check that. I did put that out there. I didn't want to leave anybody hanging in my email. So we're going to get started with the day of birth. The day of birth, some authors say, symbolizes the lesson to be learned in life, as well as one's main emphasis and abilities. Other authors suggest that the exploration of self begins with the day of the month you were born. In fact, whenever I do a reading for someone, that's where I begin. I ask them their day of birth. Usually people will willingly tell you that, and after I get started, I'm able to get the month and the year to share even more information. Once you've completed this online class, I share that tip with you because you'll be able to get birth dates as well and be very well informed about the individual that you are addressing, the soul that you are addressing. Okay? The day of birth is like the tip of the iceberg, a police sketch. Okay? It's not everything, but it gives you a pretty good indicator. The day of birth also plays a special role in influencing our middle years from age 28 through 56. Okay, it's one of the life cycles we experience. We'll be going over theirs later, but over those later. But the day of birth also reveals the influences we're going to have from 28 to 56. Okay, so that's a tip-off. The month reveals the first 28 years. The day affects the second 28 and the year from age 56 on. The day of birth also states that in spiritual numerology, it is the belief that we choose our birthday. In fact, since we have a contract with God before we're formed in the womb, we choose everything. We choose who we are, where we're going to live. Yes, we choose our parents. I hear so many times people say, well, they couldn't choose their parents. They didn't choose. They didn't choose to be born into that situation. Oh, yes, they did. Before we are formed in the womb, we have a contract with God. Just ask Jeremiah. Okay, so the day of birth reveals what the soul has chosen to experience, and it's what makes you unique. To determine your day, okay, there are, of course, 31 days in the month, but there are only 9 basic vibrations, number 1 through 9, and there are master numbers, 11, 22, 33, 44, right up to 99. Double digits are called master numbers. Of course, in terms of birthdays, there are only 2, the 11th and the 22nd. Okay? So, if you're born, for example, on the 1st through the 9th, you got no problem. You already set 1 through 9. But if you have a double digit birthday that's not the 11th or the 22nd, you're going to add those 2 numbers. For example, if you're born on the 12th, your day of birth we're going to add 1 and 2, which gives 3. So when I'm going over the number 3, I'll be talking about you. If your birthday is on the 24th, you would add 2 plus 4 to get 6. Okay? If your birthday is on the 13th, you add 1 plus 3 to get 4. Okay? That's the pattern. We do that with everything except the master numbers. So let us begin. We're going to start with the day of birth. By the time we're finished this online class, everyone will have an opportunity to not only have their own reading, but you will have the talent, skills, and abilities to do readings for other people. As indicated on my blog page and on my Facebook page, the text for this class is, "It All Adds Up." It all adds up. So teach us to number our days, that we can apply our hearts to wisdom. And that's from Psalms 90, verse 12. The book is available on my website. Also, you can download this in an ebook format, very affordable, because I'm going to be referring to it as we go through the class. In fact, right now I'm on page 17 of It All Adds Up, and I'm going to be talking about the number one day of birth. The number one day of birth. Of course, what I'm going to share would apply to you if you were born on the 1st, 10th, 19th, and 28th. The 1st, 10th, 19th, and 28th of any month, you are a number one. Independent, active, original, speedy, and a natural leader. Shelly, are you listening? You will always look out for number one. Number ones are dominant and decisive with a great deal of ambition. You will always stand out from the crowd. If you are born as a number one birthday, you will have opportunities for leadership and or self-employment. If you're born on the 10th, you have the God power in your name. The zero is a symbol for God. Your prayers will always be answered. But number 10, people will let you down. When you try to lean on them, they'll fall out from under you. God is your partner. It's just you, the number one, and God. You and God. But what better partner can you have? 19s, you are here to be the face of the organization. Many politicians are 19s. Tracy, are you listening? Tracy, are you listening? The 28 is a warrior vibration, here to learn to count on yourself. Okay, let's move on now to the number 2 birthday. If you're born on the 2nd, 11th, 20th, or 29th, you are a number 2. Now, if you're born on the 11th or the 29th, you're a 2, but you're also, those are master numbers. The 11, 1 and 1 is 2, and the 29 adds up to the number 11 as well. So, number 2s, when we hold up 2 fingers, that's the peace sign, okay? So, 2s are peacemakers. The number 2 is a symbol for peace, harmony, and cooperation, okay? If you are looking at the online class form, you're going to see that information beside the number 2. Okay. Your birthday makes you sensitive and emotional. 2s worry about the unknown. You're a peacemaker and will do anything you can to bring harmony to any situation. Be careful, number 2, not to become a doormat for others. There is a danger of staying in bad situations too long and developing an unhealthy dependency on your mate. The number 2, partnerships, codependency. You are a perfectionist who likes to work at your own pace. 2s are very patient, very good with details. Although some people may say you're a nitpicker or call you anal, okay? But hey, if I'm going on the table in the surgery, I want a number 2 behind the scalpel. If I'm taking my watch to be fixed, I want a number 2 working on my watch. Okay? So number 2, don't allow yourself to be rushed. Take your time. Right? You have a sense of perfection. Now, the number 11 and the number 29 are master numbers of inspiration and illumination. So 29 is also a business vibration. 11 and 29 must learn to follow their ideals in order to avoid scandal and false friends. The number 11 is the number of truth, light, and wisdom. This energy was expressed by the master teacher, Jesus. The 11 is called the master teacher vibration. Number 11, number 29, when you are God's lantern, you have to expect God is going to put you in the darkest place he can find. Not so that your light will go out, but so you can illuminate. By the way, twos are also collectors, and they have musical ability, particularly with stringed instruments and drums. Now, talking about musical ability, we're going to the number three. This is the number of the star. Very, very creative. Threes are extremely creative. If you're born on the 3rd, 12th, 21st, or the 30th, okay, you have a number 3 birthday. You will be artistically inclined. The number 3 is a symbol for expression and youth. Singing, painting, dancing, anything artistic, decorative, and colorful comes under the number 3. The 3 also stands for abundance. When Jesus was asked, "Why are you here, Master?" He said, "Well, I'm here so you will have life and have it more abundantly." And if you study the story of Jesus, it's about the number 3. From being sought by 3 wise men to being crucified between 2 others after being denied by his main disciple before the 3 times before the rooster could crow. Of course, we know he arose on the 3rd day. So when asked, "Why are you here?" he says, "I'm here that you will have life and have it abundantly." That's you, number 3. You have abilities in painting, singing, dancing, writing, and speaking. You will enjoy socializing and recreation. You will also remain youthful and unusually healthy your whole life. Keep your ID with you, number 3. No one is going to believe your age. Threes are very talkative, social. They like to dress well, look good, and be the center of attention. Now, along with this number 3, which gives you the ability to express, particularly if you are a 30, okay, if you're born on the 30th, or if your name is Martin, for example, you're here to express the word of God. Okay, very, very powerful number, 30. All threes have to be, well, we all have to be careful what we say, threes in particular, but the number 30, you are being held highly accountable for every word that comes out of your mouth. We're getting down to the last minute of the show. We're not, of course, going to be able to cover all of the numbers, so I want to encourage everyone to tune in again next week. We're going to wrap it up here with the number 3. Number 3 is watch out for love triangles, number 3. You are an attractor, okay, so make sure you have something positive to say. Watch out for love triangles. Now, all triangles aren't bad. Number 3, you may have the idea. Someone else may have a building. And someone else may have the money. So look for triangles in business as well. Threes work effortlessly with children. Okay, working with children is your gift. So that's going to wrap it up for this week's program. I want to thank our callers for calling in. You make the show. This show is for you. I want to have a format where I can share information with people freely, openly. We have to give in the same manner in which we receive. Yes, I have bills and I have physical needs like everyone else, but we can't be God-given. So I'll set up this format just so I can offer this as a format for people who want information. So please be sure to share with your friends, your coworkers, the opportunity they have to tune in to this program, because each of us has a contract with God. Until next week, this is Dr. Craig Wright wishing you a fond farewell.